Blog Talk Radio.
It's the first of the month. Time to cash the checks and come up. Oh, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
The streets is talking sports talk show. What a twist of hip hop. Man, September 1st, first of the month. We're giving it to you raw from a street perspective. Oh, man. With my super producer, co-host T-Ro. And before I tell T-Ro what the deal, man, we got a lot going on this evening. At the kickoff of week one of college football, we're going to discuss that, analyze some of that. We still got a game going on now. So the new poll hasn't come out, yet. Miami that went down to Louisville, Kentucky. You know what I mean? Landed a goalie. And they still playing, so those rankings can't come out yet. And then we got the NFL, baby. Week one is coming up, and Thursday kicks it off. But before we get into all that, some more news, U.S. Open and all that kind of stuff, let me say happy holidays, you know what I mean? Streets is Talking, Labor Day edition, to the super producer and co-host, my cellmate, T-Raw. What the deal, baby? How you doing this evening?
For some pies and a couple of things to the...
T-Row, you there with me? Well.
Oh, yeah, you know your boy is here, man. My bad. What's up to the world, man? Happy Labor Day to my people, man. What's happening, Boogie?
How you doing, man? How was that grilling today, man? I was grilling with an Achilles heel, man, with a boot on. I was getting around, man. I was looking like Frankenstein.
Well, you know how we got it. You know how we do it, man. People depend on us for that good meat. So we have to put the meat on the grill to get it right. You know what I'm saying?
You already know.
You got to watch too many grilling shows not to get it right. So, you know, I consider myself somewhat of a griller, you know. So all my people out there, man, that's been grilling today, happy Labor Day to you, man. Hope everything good. Remember, you got to get your ass up in the morning and go to work. Don't overdo it today.
Yeah, you should have kicked it yesterday, right? You should have kicked it Saturday and Sunday. Man, speaking of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, bro. We had some interesting, you know, games we had. You know, the top five put in action. Every top 25 team, you know, played. But, you know, intriguing. Number one, Florida State, didn't look like number one. You know, what impressed you or what didn't impress you about their victory? Number two, Alabama, still looking shaky at the quarterback position. Number three, Oregon did well, and Oklahoma looked impressive. Georgia, at home, number 12, 45-16 against Clemson. I mean, 45 against number 16, Clemson, which scored only 21 points. Mr. Gurley, man, we might as well give him the Heisman now. So, you know, another big game, Wisconsin went down to LSU, what was that, 28-24. So, great. Those were the, like, kind of like the most intriguing, I'm going to say, who we really was worried about their games. Ohio State, they prevailed with the quarterback position being shaky as well, 34-17 over Navy. Bro, let me ask you this, man. Out of all those teams that played, I know you were watching, and the streets are always watching. As you went about your, you know, your day and on the internet and things like that, what team impressed you week one more so, and what player, if there's any player out there that, you know, impressed you week one so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know how we do it in the first week of the college football season, L Boogie. Some games are flop. Some games are, you know, they got to be put in there because we got to have a kickoff. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be honest with you, L Boogie. I'm going to say this. The team that I was most impressed with was Florida State, with your boys, the Seminoles, for the reason being that not only did they play away from home, they, you know, they opened it up where they could end up at the end of the year. Back in Dallas, you know what I mean? Back in Jerry's world. And if that's to happen, you know, then you go see Florida State really do something unlike what you saw on Saturday evening. The only thing is about Florida State, why I believe a lot of people are not happy with the way that, you know, the game was played is because, you know, the score was tighter than what people anticipated. But you got to remember, L Boogie, Oklahoma State had 8 months to prepare for Florida State, a team that won the national championship. When you got time to work on and watch film and to work on all the plays, and I mean, L Boogie, you can make games look better than what they are. But I can tell you this, Florida State impressed me most because we know that everybody's going to get their best. And if – as long as Florida State can withstand and do what they did, I mean, they going to bend, but they not going to break, L Boogie. So I'm going to say this. The team that impressed me the most was Florida State for the simple fact that we know everybody's going to be gunning to take them out. And it's just unfortunate that after a couple of weeks, a couple of weeks of games for them, it gets even softer. You know what I mean? Because the ACC ain't got nobody that can challenge him, you know. But the player that impressed me most, come on, man, it's a tie because that boy Gurley, I mean, I like to pick Gurley, but I know that somewhere down the line he going to get hurt because he's just a bag of balls there, Boogie. He showed us that last season. I mean, even though he's a tough dude, but he's a bag of balls when it get late, and he playing the SEC, so you know they going to be trying to damage him up. But I'm going to say this, Ty Gurley and your boy Kenneth Hill from Texas A&M, man, you know, I didn't think A&M was going to look like that, but, yeah, good old Kenny Hill. And Ty Gurley, yeah, it's going to be a run for their money if these boys keep saying, hey, Jameis, you better keep winning because I see some Heisman candidates on your ass already.
Already. Well, the team that kind of like impressed me was, you know, I'm going to say Georgia with their running game because they have a lot of backs. They wore Clemson down. I don't know if Clemson is ready. To play in big games. Every time they get a chance to play in a big game, you know, they don't seem to hold up. Plus, new quarterback. You know, Taj Boyd has been there and been running the show for years. So with this new quarterback, he has to get in, you know, get in sync with the new guys and with 100,000 in the stands. So I'm going to say Jordan impressed me. The player impressed me was after a year layoff with your boy Everett Golston down at Notre Dame. He impressed me.
Yeah, good old Everett, man. That boy, you know, he was, hey, L Boogie, he's been, you know, they had to, they really had to show him what was up. And I think that by him having that year off, I think that's what led to that big day. What's your thoughts about Everett Golston? Can he take him to where they belong?
They still need a little bit more work. Everett is doing a good job. I mean, having him in the saddle on top of the horse, you know what I'm saying, running it is good for him. He knows the system. But we'll see when some more competition prevails. They still have Michigan coming up this week. Not saying that Michigan is the affordable opponent. I'm not going to say Michigan is better than them. But I'm going to say they're an affordable opponent, and we'll see where it goes from there because Michigan has they blew out of Appalachian State, I must say, but they still have a long way to go to getting back to where they were. You know what I mean? So that's it. Anything else about week one? Because I want to talk about week two real fast. We got about 8 minutes or so before we go to the commercial break. But
yeah, I got a question for you.
Okay,
has
Everett
Golston lost a game?
Against Alabama.
Oh, that was the only one, huh?
The only game he's lost since starting at Notre Dame was against Alabama in the national championship game. So,
well, I tell you, well, that's a hell of a record. What, to be 13-1 as a starter?
Yeah, that's a hell of a record. And I think that's transcending over to the players. They believe in him, just like Jameis Winston hasn't lost a game as being a starter. It's very interesting the way, you know, when you're at that position, the guys believe in you, they play a little harder. You know, you saw a little bit more energy and fire in Notre Dame compared to last year. When you got somebody at that quarterback, I mean, at all levels, you got somebody at that quarterback and got you a chance to win the game, you play a little harder to try to, you know what I'm saying, keep it close because you don't want to let him down because he's going to try to win the game for you. You know, so, yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll see next week, you know, the build-up. And, you know, now we got humans that are taking control of the playoff system. So it's going to be real, real interesting to see how the polls look Tuesday morning. You know what I mean? So we'll see. Ro. Week two, big games for week two. And the reason why I say they're big, because we don't know how good they are yet. We're going to just say that they're big. And then I'm going to give you some Cupcake City games. First of all, big games.
Yeah, cupcakes all the way around, huh?
Oh, man, there's so many of them. I only picked out two because top two teams in the country. But I got six games that I think are big this week. I got Oklahoma, number four Oklahoma at Tulsa. Kansas State, number 20 at Iowa State. The big game, Michigan State, number 8 at Oregon, number 3. USC, 15 at number 11 Stanford. I got Michigan, not ranked at all, going to number 17 Notre Dame. And I got Virginia Tech going to number 5 Ohio State. Reason why I say that game is big for Ohio State, because they still haven't settled the quarterback issue. So, you know, every game that they play is, it's like on eggshells. You don't know what you're going to get with Ohio State. So, you know, I don't know how they're going to win games. But Cupcake City, Florida State, Citadel, and you got Bama at Florida Atlantic, man. So those are the two most cupcakest games of week two for me. It's a lot of, it's week two is a lot of cupcake games. So I just gave you six that are worth watching. And you know, I just want to be, you know, before we go to the break, bro, let me, I just want to ask you your pick. Michigan State at Oregon, who you got?
See, that's a tough one, L Boogie, because, you know, we're so used to Oregon, you know, running the table until late in the year. And now they have a affordable. Why would you want to start off your season by having a team, a Big Ten team at that, you know, known as Michigan State, the Spartans? And if Oregon think they just going to run the ball and just, you know, have a field day against this team, Michigan State, they got another thing coming, man. We all have to remember that Michigan State did the unthinkable last year by beating Ohio State in the Big Ten championship and then going on to the Rose Bowl and handling business there. So, I mean, sometimes Michigan State is one of those opponents that you can't overlook these guys. But I can tell you this, Bill Boogie, there's going to be a lot of green in the building. I wonder what color the uniforms, the Oregon Ducks are going to wear, since Michigan State going to be coming in and they look green and white. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to figure out, you know, all this green going to be in the building. Let me ask you, what do you think? You think a green team going to win?
I know you smell the money.
Yeah.
I got it's gonna be a head knocker until Mariotti wins a big game. I gotta go with Michigan State. The quarterback from Oregon hasn't won a big game yet. And you know, I'm just think of Oregon when a physical team that's also very talented plays Oregon. They have a tough time, and we'll see what they do this time. So, you got a high explosive offense against a stout defense, which Michigan State is known for. They'll be ready to play. I'm gonna go with the upset. I'm going with Michigan State over Oregon. You got Michigan State over Oregon as well?
Yeah, because like I said, you know, Oregon normally has a schedule that, you know, I'm not gonna say cupcakeish, but they do have a schedule to where they are the ones that are picked to win, you know, up until later part of the season. And we all know that the Pac-12 cancels each other out, whether it be UCLA, USC, Stanford, Oregon. They're going to lose either on that Thursday night, L Boogie, or late in the season around Thanksgiving when everything's on the table. That's when they're going to give it up. But you know, right now you got Michigan State coming in, and I don't know why you paid Michigan State to come down. I think that was a bad move for Oregon. But like you said, hey, the quarterback, Mariota, got to get it right. If he's going to do anything, if Oregon's going to do anything big this season, it's going to be because of Mariota. And if they're going to handle up, he's going to have to be the one that's going to have that big game. Other than that, you know defense win championships, L Boogie, and Michigan State definitely got some defense over there. I know that. Offense might not be as good, but they got some defense.
Yeah, It's going to be crucial. Yeah, man, it's going to be crucial. When we come back, man, we're going to finish up with this college football. You know what I mean? Then we're going to go to the NFL. Who the sniper got? Ray McDonald, first victim of a domestic violence situation. Man, and our predictions of who's winning their conference and who going to the playoffs, man, who winning the ball. Man, first of the month, baby. I'm still full off the ribs and the barbecue. Man, let's go.
To wear 99, I give up my nigga to give it up. Yeah, yo, double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed. You see your team, beat for the green league. Give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the 4-4 beat when they roll so low. Quick if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo, keep your bankroll. Yeah, we having a celebration. Sure to stay high. You can never believe when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. From the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the foe, oh, you know what's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chill for real. Wake up.
To 11 p.m., man, starting next week, we going to change the days. We going one day a week, man, Wednesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. You know what I mean? So this is our last show of the week. And we'll be back at you next week. You know what I mean? 9 p.m. You know, September 10th, we'll be back on. So you guys that are listening on the podcast, our next broadcast is September 10th on a Wednesday. That's 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. You know what I mean? So just a little change up in the schedule.
Oh!
And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, we back. You know what I mean? Before we left, before we had to pay the bills, you know, it's the first. We were talking about, you know what I mean, college football and the big games coming up week two. Me and T-Row picked Michigan State over Oregon, the second big game. We didn't get to that. But you got number 15 ranked USC, who just came off a big spanking of Fresno State against number 11 Stanford. They go down to East Palo Alto. Ro, what do you think about that game? Who's going to win that one?
It's always tough to play in East Palo Alto, man. I had a guy tell me back in the day, you don't want to go to East Palo Alto. That's my homeboy, Tony Blair. You know what I'm saying? And Big Tone wasn't playing what he told me about. I didn't know nothing about Stanford until, you know, I met up with my guy, Tony Gillette. And I think that from the past 4 or 5 years, Stanford has been the team of the Pac-12 to let you know that don't sleep on us. You might talk about all the other teams out there, but you better recognize who the Cardinal is out here. And I think even though USC, you know, did a fantastic job of playing the way that they played over the weekend, I still think that the Josh Shaw situation is still a distraction. And so I think USC and Steve Sarkisian are you know, they're still trying to patch some of the holes that they have in their system right now. And until they actually get a handle on that L Boogie, they're not going to be able to do the things that's going to be asked of them to do, being ranked so high, you know, like number 15 that they are. And it's just unfortunate for USC that they do have to go to Stanford to play the Cardinal. Now, if the game was at USC, I may have would have changed that. But since they playing in Stanford, it's going to be tough, El Boogie. And, you know, Pac-12 plays itself out. This might be the year Oregon takes Stanford out. I don't know. Because you know, they started off earlier, but I don't know what's going on. Who you got, Stanford or USC? You think USC can pull off what they did over the weekend against Stanford?
I'm going with the teams on the road. I'm going with USC. I think that with the you know, distraction that they had, I think they got a little chip on their shoulder. I think Sarkisian wants to come in and Malane Kiffin wants to come in and establish themselves, saying that they're back. So I'm going to go with that's my upset special for week two is SC over Stanford. Michigan State over Oregon is not really an upset. I don't see that an upset. But SC going down to Stanford, East Palo Alto, and pulling out a victory, that's an upset for me. That's an upset. Before we jump to the
that
NFL,
would be considered
ahead,
an upset. Yeah, that would be considered an upset. I mean, hey, you can't that you can do about that, you know, if USC comes up and gets a victory at Stanford. California, I must say, they play some of them California schools, they play some good games against one another. So just look out for, I think it's gonna be a shootout, but I still got Stanford coming out on the edge of that one.
Not an upset, but Michigan goes down to South Bend and plays Notre Dame. You know, that's always a rival game. It's going to be real interesting entertainment. And the last one, like I said, VTech going down to Ohio State to the Horseshoe. I got Ohio State winning that game, but it's just going to be tough when your quarterback situation isn't fluid.
I'm going to say this. the quarterback, DJ, what's his name?
Who for?
For Ohio State, the quarterback right now.
Barrett?
Yeah, TJ Barrett. That guy. He didn't do so bad, El Boogie. I must say this. For a true freshman to be coming in and taking the helm and having to play the game that he had to play in a comeback fashion, let's get something straight, El Boogie. Everybody knows that Ohio State played Navy and it was close in the beginning, but let's not get it twisted. Let's really understand this. Navy can be one of those teams that you're not really capable of stopping when they start running the ball, okay? Just because Ohio State were having problems in the first half, you know, sometimes you need a second half sometimes you need a halftime in order to correct the things that you were overrunning in the first half. And nobody's better of doing that than Urban Meyer and his staff, okay? So playing Navy, yeah, it sounded like they should have had a blowout, but you got a freshman quarterback that was playing against somewhat of a veteran team in Navy running the ball the way that they did. And I think that JT Barrett did the best that he could, being that was his first go-round, El Boogie. The dude threw for 226 yards, had two touchdowns and an interception. I mean, Ohio State going to be all right. They're going to be all right, because as long as you got Urban Meyer, who's a guy who's a quarterback guy, you know he's going to keep his boys on point. So I think Ohio State going to be able to make it through of what's going on. Virginia Tech is just another bump in the road. I don't really see Ohio State really having a problem until it becomes conference time, El Boogie. Yeah, you got to stack up your off-season schedule, not your off-season, but your beginning schedule of the non-conference teams. So this is as good as you can get. Virginia Tech was good a couple of years ago, so I'm thinking that this Virginia Tech was on the schedule a couple of years ago, and now Virginia Tech's not – they don't have the players that they had a couple of years ago or even last year. So I think they'll be able to take care of Virginia Tech. I don't see a problem there.
Right. I'm not saying I see a problem. I'm just saying that it's going to be a dogfight because of the quarterback situation. Remember, guys are freshmen. You know, more reps under their belt, yes, they'll get better, but it's only the second game of the season, and they're playing a stout defense. You know, but let's not get it twisted. Coach Beamer Ball, he will always have a good defense. So, you know, that's what I'm looking for. Next week they're going to be better than Navy, I tell you that. So, but
they're going to be better than Navy, but they ain't going to be that much better than Navy.
Oh no, not that much better than Navy, but it's going to be intriguing. and we got about two more minutes before we go to the next commercial. Let me get your real quick. Your boy, Mr. Petty, over at Baylor, he hurt himself, two bones in his back. He hurt. Will that hurt Baylor the rest of the season?
Hell, Boogie, I'm going to say this. Baylor is one of those up-and-becoming schools that know how to run about 90 plays a game, and I'm pretty sure that Baylor has a backup behind your boy Bryce to take over until Bryce is healthy enough to come back. Will it hurt their chances? I don't think so, El Boogie, because, you know, the schedule is favorable until you start the conference. So even though he has, you know, the bones in his back that are, you know, messed up, I think that if it ain't too bad, you know how it is, El Boogie. If you can throw the ball without any pain or discomfort, I mean, he won't be able to throw it 70 yards, but, you know, the little dumps, the 10, 12, 15-yard passes he be throwing, you know, I think he can manage that. But if he's not able to, I'm pretty sure Baylor has a backup where they're going to be able to keep it moving. What you saw last night with the new stadium and the unveiling of the RG3 statue, you saw these boys ain't playing. They mean business. They ain't going nowhere no time soon.
Man, nowhere, no time soon, man. I saw Deion Sanders Jr. out there, though, for SMU. Wow, he had on that number two trying to look like his daddy, man. It was cold. Man, this is the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. What a twist of hip-hop to 11 p.m. New day starts next week, Wednesday. Man, let's do it, man. Hey, happy Labor Day to everybody, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, we talking a little NFL. Week one. Oh, it's time for some football. Let's go.
Opinion that make you a politician. What's Rob Dahl? Would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida. Would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle because this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus. Tell them forward to Moses. And see if the island is a soul survivor. Does that make me a convict? Be all you can be. Now don't that sound like some dumb shit? When you die of a crude oil that's black as my nigga Boo. It's really a death storm. That's word to my nigga Clue. Catch me in Las Vegas. AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas. I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee. Hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama. On my way to Savannah.
T-Row, Labor Day edition. Man, we've been hollering about this college football and the amateurs and the guys who don't get paid. But right now, I know you smell the money. We about to talk about the NFL, man, which is not for long. Everybody 0-0 right now. But Thursday, but after Thursday, oh, boy. We're going to see. Look at their faces. We got to go back up You know what I mean? Week one, it starts Thursday. My Green Bay Packers, we got to go back up to, you know, Seattle, to the 12th man where we was bobbed, where we lost. And it helped, honestly, the Hail Mary, the controversy Hail Mary helped to get the replacement pass out of there and get the real officials back. But just a little news before, just a little news before we, you know what I'm saying, get into, you know, the Pick'em games. Just on the marquee, you got Pete Carroll. He puts the all-pro first team Earl Thomas free safety back at punt return, if that's good or bad. The Raiders have chosen David Carr over Matt Schaub for week one as the starter. Your boy Rob Gronkowski says he's ready to play week one. Wells Welker returns to practice this week. Your boy from the Buffalo Bills, Sammy Watkins, still nursing them ribs. He said he's going to be ready week one. That's what he tweeted out. And Cam Newton, also with ribs, said he'll be ready week one. But on the other hand, your boy, the rookie from the New York Giants, Odell Beckham, he could miss three more weeks due to hamstrings. D. Milner, the defensive back, highly drafted last year for the New York Jets. His return is still questionable with a high ankle sprain. Your boy, now, let's not talk about snipers. Let's talk about the guys who got cut, who got whacked. Stephen Hill, the receiver from the New York Jets, he got whacked. Your boy Michael Sam, he got whacked. Nate Burleson, the crafty, savvy veteran from the Browns, he got whacked.
Good old Champ Bailey.
Good old Champ Bailey. He got whacked. And you know what? Somebody had a nerd to tell me Champ Bailey is still one of the top running backs in the league. I told him, I said, man, what you doing? Dope or dog food? Which one are you doing? You most definitely cannot. Champ Bailey is still. He used to be. He's a Hall of Famer. Let's not get it twisted. But right now, we're talking about today, September 1st. Man, I got a torn Achilles heel trying to heal up. So I might Cam on a quick slant. So, but on a drier note, Alex Smith just signed a 4-year deal, $68 million, 45 guaranteed. You know, do you think he's worth it? But, man, I hate to report this, and I don't like it. Ray McDonald, the defensive end from the San Francisco 49ers, has been charged with domestic violence, man. And this has been after the commissioner, Roger Goodell, has said that really the Ray Rice rule, where first offense, domestic violence is 6 games, second offense is a lifetime ban. So it's just a lot of things, bro. You want to hit on something before we get into these pick'em games, man? And who going to win their conference?
You big dummy. Oh, McDonald, what the f***? You big dummy. I can't even say what I really want to say to you, man. The rules just came out, and you want to be first one to test Roger Goodell? Did you hear Roger Goodell say he messed up? He ain't playing from here on out. He's sticking it to the man. And you want to be the first one to test the water, you big dummy. I know you got a Mercedes-Benz. You can walk outside and drive out. Man, L Boogie, these boys will be, hey, what your mama used to say? What mama meets you say back in the day? Hard head, make a soft ass. That's what's about to happen. You about to be blackballed, homie.
Yeah, that's ugly, man. That's ugly. You think it's going to prevail?
He gonna get the 6 games, and then he gonna appeal, which he'll probably get 4 since it's probably his first time.
Let me ask you this though: I don't think it's any negotiation, but will they suspend him now, the first 6 games, or will they wait till the court makes its process due, and then suspend him for the 6 games? How are they going to do this?
Well, I must say this about Roger Goodell and the NFL.
they really don't step on no toes until they get all the information, you know, from wherever the information is coming from. So I will give Roger Goodell props on that. He just don't act on it, you know, just because he see what happens in the news. So, yeah, Roger Goodell waits and he gets all the paperwork and he gets all the information and then he processes. He lets you get your due process, but the minute you've been given it, oh man, he makes sure that he's sticking to you. You know what I mean? So yeah, it is what it is, man. Roger Goodell gonna get this guy. He shouldn't have done what he did, man. The Ray Rice rule just become effective, you know, last week or early part of this. Oh yeah, last Monday, and now you want to be the first ones to test it on early Sunday morning. Yeah, it's up for you, Mr. McDonald. Hey, El Boogie, I'm really getting to believe that these guys don't like NFL checks. What do I need to do to sign up to get one?
Yeah, they don't like the money. their money, man. And I don't understand what's on their mind. You know, you're built. Let's be honest. Like I said on Friday, as an NFL player, you're built for combat. This is the only sport, this and hockey, where you can legally assault someone. So when you're, you know, muscle memory and you're built to do that, that's what's going to happen. So instead of getting yourself in those type of situations, look, whoever you're talking to, your girl, your wife, your spouse, you see it's escalating, you have to remove yourself from the situation, right or wrong. You can't sit there and be combative, you know, with the young lady because, let's be honest, any female that tries, it could be Michael Sam. No disrespect, I'm just saying. It could be a gay person. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean he's soft. That don't mean he can't beat a woman up. So I think that these guys need to understand that that's not what you need to be, you know, get out of the situation. You know, I don't understand, Ro. You just heard commissioners say the first offense for domestic violence is 6 games. And that's with no pay. So that's going to sting. That's going to hurt. I don't know what these guys are. I don't know if they, you know, and he was being reported. And he said, well, the truth will come out regardless. If the truth come out, you don't want to be put in that situation. This the streets. You don't want us to be hollering about your personal business, going into a domestic fight with your spouse, and it gets into the streets and the media gets a hold of it. You got to pick and choose your battles. What Kenny Rogers always said, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Know when to walk away, know when to fun. Man, you got to understand that. You know what I mean? And some of these guys, I don't understand, man. It's very difficult. But on another note, your boy, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, Alex Smith, just inked a new deal. 4-year, $68 million. 45 of it guaranteed. Just a little bit above what Colin Kaepernick is making per year. You think he deserves the deal?
Alex Smith, I'm going to say yes, El Boogie, for the simple fact of this. Kansas City wasn't going to have that type of season that they had last year with Matt Castle, even though they got rid of Matt Castle. But Alex Smith, since he's been in the league, he's been consistent. And what I mean by consistent, he has so many different head coaches. He's had so many different offensive coordinators. And for him to finally get on a team who's not going to have any switching and swatching over the offseason where he can, you know, finally be consistent at something, He deserves it, man. Kansas City did the right thing of paying that guy the money. Now, will they repeat of doing what they did last season? Hell no. There ain't no way they can win 14 games like they did last year. But at least you got a quarterback who you feel comfortable with that can, you know, keep you in the games and actually drive you down the field for a winning field goal. And Alex Smith is one of those guys. I mean, Kansas City is not having a quarterback competition anywhere or anytime soon. So why not pay your guy who's your number one? So all the rest of the other teams have done it. So big ups and big shouts out to Alex Smith. And Matt Schwab, so sorry for your luck, man. We got our first rookie that's going to start. Can't believe it.
Yeah, that's wow. It's crucial. It's crucial. Let me ask you this, Ro. We got 16 games. Everybody plays this week. We'll run them down. You give me your, you know what I'm saying, your best, you know, three games that you think is marquee. I know everybody thinks week one is crucial. You got Green Bay at Seattle. Who you got? Let's go with the pickers real quick. Green Bay, Seattle. Who you got?
Yeah, I think it's all gonna be left up to the 12th man. I like Aaron Rodgers, but your defense ain't ready for the young stud. So I'm gonna pick Seattle by at least six. Y'all, it's gonna be a lot of points, but Seattle gonna get y'all.
Carolina. At for Bay, I have Tampa Bay this game. Who you got?
You know, I don't think Cam is really ready. I know that, you know, he's coming off of the off-season ankle surgery, but he was hurt in week three of the preseason, didn't play. Of course, none of the starters played week four of the preseason, but I think Cam still gotta build some chemistry with those guys on the offense because he lost a lot. So I'm also going to pick Tampa on that one. And, yeah, Tampa just might be able to get away with one.
How about New Orleans at Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with Drew Brees on that one. I do like how – you know, Atlanta's been looking so far. Atlanta has a lot to prove from last year. And if they start the season by losing one, it might be a long season, L Boogie, for the Atlanta Falcons. So I'm going to go with Drew Brees because their team is more in depth. You know what I mean? That offense that Drew Brees is running is clicking. They got your boy who – the tight end who done signed all the money. He won't be field goal dunking this weekend, but you can best believe that he going to be catching some touchdowns. So let's not get that twisted. So I'm going with New Orleans on that one.
No doubt. What about Indiana at Denver? Sunday night game. Who you got? Oh, yeah, with the New Orleans and Atlanta game, I agree with you. I'm going with Atlanta. Due to just more cohesiveness offensively and defensively for New Orleans. So I still think Atlanta has some troubles in the trenches, offense and defensively. So I'm going with those Saints, man. But Indy at Denver, who you got?
This is payback. This is payback from last year. And if there's anybody that remembers and keeps it in a locked safe, and, yeah, hey, it's that boy Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning don't like losing. And what Peyton Manning is going to do, he's going to redeem that loss from last year against that young fella, Andrew Luck. He owes his old team an ass whooping. So that's what you can expect on Sunday night because you know Denver going to be super hyped. Even though I like what Andrew Luck can do, even if they losing by a lot, Andrew Luck is the only person I believe can bring you back when you're 30 now. But won't happen week one, not in my house.
Yeah, we'll see. Wow, that's going to be real interesting. I'm going to go to Denver as well, especially it being week one, and I know Peyton performs real well in night games week one. Remember last year he put up against the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, 7 touchdowns. So we want to go with the Denver Broncos as well. Now, here go a good game. Cincinnati at Baltimore. Who you got?
You know, Baltimore likes winning opening day games. And they've been real good at doing that. But when you got Andy Dalton and A.J. Green, that's going to be a good game. That's going to be a high-scoring game. If not high-scoring, it's definitely going to be a lot of hitting. Don't be surprised if you see the sniper during this game because somebody is definitely going down. I like both of the defenses. If I had to choose one, woo! I'm going to go with Baltimore because they normally do good on opening day games. But Cincinnati going to put up some points, man. And if it's just going to depend on, you know, if Andy Dalton can keep Baltimore's defense on the field. And, you know, when in doubt, just give it to that dude they call AJ. AJ Green.
So you going with Cincinnati this game?
No. I'm going with Baltimore. They go win.
All right. I got Baltimore. Yeah, we got about 4 more minutes, man. We got Buffalo at Chicago. Who you got?
Chicago, because you know what's about to happen. I thought Sammy Watkins was worth the number one pick. He ain't worth it, L. Boogie. That boy there, man, I think we got probably a bag of bones already, man. We talk about everybody else. Man, Sammy Watkins say he's feeling good, but when you get hit on the side and you grab your chest, I don't know what that mean, L. Boogie. So I don't know if Sammy Watkins going to be effective in this game. E.J. Manuel hasn't looked good, so I'm going with Chicago, man. Your boy Brandon Marshall said Jay Cutler going to be the MVP this year, so I want to see what Jay Cutler going to look like in his first week of trying to, you know, up everybody on his MVP status.
Yeah, okay. I'm going with the Chi just because they at home. I'm not really a big fan of Jay Cutler. And I'm not just saying that because he's in my team's conference. I'm just saying that they put a lot of hype on the kid. And he's been very disappointing when it comes down to putting up. So he's solid, but he's just not that thing that people are waiting to see. So next game. The Washington Redskins going up to Houston. Will Jadeveon Clowney get his first sack against RG3? Who's going to win that game?
Yeah, he's going to get a sack. He's going to be so hyped. He's going to definitely look like a bulldozer against a Ford F-150. So I'm going to say Jadeveon's going to get a sack. But in that, they're going to lose the game because Houston still ain't got it. Their defense is what's going to help them keep this a game that they should be able to have an opportunity to win. But I got RG3 throwing a bomb to Deshaun for the game winner about 70 yards. You know what I'm saying, over the top. There ain't nobody from Houston that's going to defend that.
I got the Houston Texans. They got a new quarterback, and their defense is stout, and I'm not on RG3. I'm going with the upset, the Houston Texans over the Redskins. Tennessee Titans going to Arrowhead against Kansas City Chiefs with the new contract. What do you think Alex Smith's going to do? Who's in that game?
He's going to show you why he's worth that money, and watch out for DeAnthony Thomas, the young rookie out of Oregon, man. Watch what that boy do. He mess around and be the, you know, he be the rookie of the year with all his running back, all these kickoffs and punts and things like that. Watch out for that kid, man. He just might be something spectacular. I got Kansas City.
You got Kansas City?
Yeah, buddy.
I got Kansas City that game as well. I just think they're just a better team. You know, you need more people, Titans. They're up in there. You know, their quarterback situation isn't looking so hot, so I'm going with the Chiefs. New England, Rob Gronkowski, he said he's ready to play. They're going down to South Beach to play the Dolphins. Who you got?
Man, you know I don't pick against Bill Belichick unless it gets something serious later on during the season. There ain't nothing happening. You know Tom Brady going to be looking like the GQ model that he is in the pocket. Them boys going to be blocking Gronk back. It's about to get ugly in Miami. South Beach, we know y'all show up late. Don't show up late to them because you might miss it all.
Streets, you got Oakland going into Jersey to play the Jets. Who you got?
I hope the sniper come out, El Boogie. I don't mean nothing bad when I say this, but I need the sniper to come out and take out number seven for the Jets. If they take out number seven, then I get to see my dude number one. So I'm hoping the sniper's in the building. And I'm going with Oakland because they got a new fresh dude named Derek Carr over there, the first rookie start. So, you know, I'm going to put an upset on them. I'm going with Oakland, man, jump down there, man. I hope they hurt themselves, man. I won't be that bad, you know, but I need to see my guy back there. Fantasy points, boy, fantasy.
Man, next game on the marquee, you got Jacksonville going to Philly. I would think that would be an easy one.
Yeah, you know, come on, man. If Blake Bortles start, it'll be great to see another young rookie back there. But, Philly's going to pick up where they left off last season. And, you know, how many plays did they run last year, week one, El Boogie, the regular season? They ran, like, what, about 75, 80 plays in the NFL? You can believe that that's going to happen again. They're going to have them boys running. And get ready for a whole bunch of Shady. Shady's going to be the highlight of this game.
What about Cleveland at Pittsburgh? A lot of Clevelanders are really thinking that the Cleveland Browns are going to come in and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you think?
I say why not? I'm going to go with Cleveland, man. One thing about Cleveland is that they got a good defense. And I don't think Pittsburgh's defense is where it once was. They got a lot of question marks over there, even though they have big names. They kind of remind me of, names on the paper have to still be played on Sunday. And I think Cleveland, with your boy Brian Hoyer, he's going to be able to manage the game. Pittsburgh got Big Ben, and Big Ben has been having some rough seasons. And that offensive line hasn't been doing what they need to do to keep Big Ben healthy. So I'm going with Cleveland, man. I like Cleveland's defense.
Woo-wee! Boy, a couple of my friends heard you say that. Man, it's going to be a real defensive game, a game to field position, because I think both offenses struggled during the preseason, but who knows? Both teams might have just been wanting to be stale. Didn't want to show film. You know how it goes. But, they got to break the jinx one of these days. Why not? They haven't won up in Pittsburgh in a long time. So maybe the law of averages and with LeBron being back, I'm going to give week one advantage to the Browns. I know my friends who listen in, they ain't going to like that. But, I'm going to give it to the Browns week one. We got about four more games before we go to Minnesota at St. Louis. Real quick, who you got, Ro?
Minnesota. St. Louis as well. Yeah, Minnesota. St. Louis defense, the front four, front six, they're pretty good. But, you know, AP is coming in. He mean business. And, I got AP all day on that one, man. That boy about to have 250 yards tomorrow or on Sunday.
What about San Francisco at Dallas?
Come on, man. You know where I'm going with this one, man. I like San Francisco, you know, but, it didn't look too good. It took week three of the preseason for them to win a game in the preseason, even though the Cowboys didn't win one. But I think you'll see it'll be a high-scoring game. It'll be about 45 to 42, somewhere up in there. Depends on how Romo does it. If he can keep Dez alive in the game, we might just have something going. But I got Dallas by three.
Dallas by three.
You got two Monday night games, Arizona at San Diego, and you got the Giants at Detroit. Two big games, man. Who you got?
Yeah, I'll be at that game Monday night with the Cardinals against the Chargers, man. And I think Arizona's going to be prepped for this game, even though, you know, your boy Phillip Rivers like to play good on the road. I got the Cardinals doing something big in this game for the simple fact that it's their first Monday night game on week one ever. So it's going to be loud and crowded and packed. And then I got you the Giants, man. I think Eli going to do something bad. Because you know what? Them Giants went 5-0 in the preseason, baby. I know it don't mean nothing when the regular season starts, but when you go 5-0 in the preseason, you just might be doing something good.
Man, when we come back, we're going to get in the asylum. We're going to give you our picks out of each conference. We'll get to the playoffs when that get there, but we'll give you our picks. We're going to come back in December, January, let you know if we went 8-8. Yeah. This is Treese's Talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop, T-Row, L Boogie. Don't forget, next week we air on Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Hey, man, this is all things, man. Week one, we know you coming in the spot, suit and tie, ready for business. NFL, baby, let's go.
What's up with your mama, I see?
DJ at Low.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it off on the floor tonight. And it got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a suit that all dressed up in black and white. And you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a suit that. Let me show you a suit. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it called it, a fatty. And oh, shit, so sick. Gotta hit and picked up a habit. That's alright. You're all mine. Oh, go on, show 'em who you call daddy. I guess there's a spark of girl, they wish they had it. Ooh, my killer, my thriller. Yeah, you're a classic.
Out your seat, hoes.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like the set. South guy got from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers. Get high, out Vegas. Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white. And you're dressed in that dress I like.
But he know they gonna get their head cracked. I don't know where he got 43 to 42 from, But I don't think his boy Tony Romo played a snap. None this preseason. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, he played some preseason, but I just think that both teams are hurting. A lot of injuries, a lot of distractions. So it's going to be a good game. Let me ask you this, two questions, kind of like off the field. First question, Michael Sam was cut. He was clear waivers. Nobody picked him up. CFL team, they're waiting to hear from him. Do you think any team in the NFL is going to put him on the practice squad or put him on their roster going into week one?
Well, me personally, L Boogie, just looking at his stats that he had against the other people that he was competing against, that his stats was better, man. You know what I'm saying? I hear you guys talk about numbers and stats a lot. You know what I'm saying? And in the preseason, man, his numbers was better. You know what I'm saying? I think at the end of the day, St. Louis picked him up because he played college in Missouri, and, you know, they needed to make a little noise, get a little bit of attention, you know what I'm saying, and they got that attention. I don't agree with the man getting cut from the squad, you know what I'm saying, just based on his numbers in preseason, you know what I'm saying. Do I think somebody's going to pick him up? I truly don't think nobody's going to pick him up. I think he's, you know, might go over, play with Chad Ochocinco or something like that. I was listening to the you know, what you guys are saying about San Francisco and stuff, and right now San Francisco I think could use him, and you know, not being funny and nothing, I think he would fit in perfect in San Francisco.
That community.
You know what I'm
saying?
San
Francisco.
Right,
he
back.
Yeah,
yeah. It has to be a community that can accept him, because he can't go anywhere. It has to be a community
that has
those people that represent himself out there. You know what I mean?
Right. And San Francisco right now with what's going on with their defense, you know, I think they can use somebody like a Michael Sam, and then like you say, that community, he will fit in perfect with that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think a lot of teams in them want that noise and all this stuff. I think it was to shut the, you know, that community down. A lot of people really didn't want to come out and speak their mind. We can speak our mind on streets, though. You know what I'm saying? On y'all show. And, you know, people don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was the worst thing he could have did, was probably came out. You know what I'm saying? And said what it was. I think he would have stayed hush-hush. He would have got picked a lot higher in the draft, and I think he would be on somebody's team if he just would have kept his mouth shut. But that's something he chose to do, so he has to deal with those consequences.
Let me, and I'm gonna say this too: there were probably a couple more gay football players that got cut this weekend. We just don't know about it
because they ain't come out.
Okay, you know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
You know,
man, that's a lot of distraction in the NFL or any type of organization on this type of level. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know the society is trying to change, and nowadays, like we said before and I said before, when you turn on the TV or these reality shows, they always have a lesbian or a gay person on there. But, man, in all reality, man, a lot of people is not accepting that. You know what I'm saying? When you get on TV and all that type of stuff, people got to say what they say, you know what I'm saying, not to make themselves look bad, but in all actuality, nobody don't want to be in a locker room with that because it is a manly sport, you know what I'm saying. But he bought that on himself, and, you know, I wish the man the best of luck. I think he's a decent player. I think he proved that he can play in this league, you know what I'm saying. I mean, all the rookies that came in, like you said, Sammy Watkins, dude need to get in the weight room or something. You know what I'm saying? He got a little love tap. You know what I'm saying? The season ain't even started yet, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And he got a little love tap and you sitting on the sideline. So, I mean, I think he did enough to make the squad just on his stats alone. And I think he can play on this level, but, you know, it's all about if a owner and players is willing to accept him and his lifestyle.
One more question before we let you go, D Mac. Roger Goodell came down with the Ray Rice rule, the new domestic violence rule, just over the weekend. I don't think it was Thursday or Friday. And then, you know, over the weekend, Ray McDonald from the 49ers had, you know what I'm saying, had a situation. Now, let me ask you this, just your opinion. Do you think with this new rule, is it going to cut down domestic violence, or is it just going to stay the same how it's been going?
I heard you guys earlier talk about this subject. And me personally, man, a lot of these guys that's single out here, that's playing in the NFL, and, you know, they want to be little hot boys and mess with these little white women and all this type stuff. This rule pretty much made it on, like, you black guys might not be messing with these white women. And if y'all do mess with these white women and y'all get a little verbal and this and that, that gave these women out here a little bit more power, to me personally. You know what I'm saying? Because now these dudes, like you say, y'all making millions, man. Y'all signed the Nike and Adidas and Under Armour and all this type stuff. So these women nowadays, when y'all want to be these little players and lightweight, try to dog them or get caught up in all this stuff before, man, get your ass out of here. Take your ass home. Or you can lightweight dog them and this and that. To me, this rule opens it up for the women to be like, you know, to try to handcuff a dude or threaten a dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you do this and that, I'm going to call the police on you. I mean, because we all know, man, women can lie. Women do get jealous. And now with this rule here, to me personally, give these women the upper hand with these guys. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to be with these women and do what you do, now, you better wife him or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Ray Rice probably would have married his old girl if he wasn't in the situation he was in. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, but I think this rule makes it so these women could sit up here and handcuff these millionaires and these dudes, and they got to start thinking before they react. Like one of y'all said, man, get in your Mercedes-Benz, man. Get in your ride and bounce and dip, because now these women out here don't really be putting on, oh, you want to be on Instagram posted up with these women, or you want to do woo, 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 nigga, leave here if you want to. I'm calling the police. What they going to do? Get suspended.
Then
second time that happens, you get a light ban. Duh, you work at McDonald's or something like that. Man, they better think, man, like you say, man. Give me this money, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be cool.
Man.
So, but too, like he said, man, okay, you mess around with Roger Goodell if you want to. Like he said, he messed up with Ray Rice, but Ray Rice didn't say, you know, suspend me too. He would have took whatever it was because he knew he was wrong. He manned up to that. You know what I'm saying? But these right. other guys, you want to test the waters with this dude here? Okay.
Not this dude.
Okay.
Right.
This the wrong guy to be trying to test the waters with. And they better watch these women that they mess with, white girls, these black girls or whoever, before it was like, yeah, you know, they try to get pregnant and all this stuff. Now, man, these women's going to be crying. And it's going to hit all the other sports too, guaranteed. Basketball, baseball. It's going to hit it, and it's opening up doors for women to really handcuff these brothers out here that's young, that come from the urban communities like us, that's trying to do their thing. So, man, they need to really be careful and start coming out with some seminars for these guys to help them when they get in the league to watch themselves.
True that, big brother. True that.
Anything else before we let you go? You know, Alex just signed a 40 deal, $68 million, 45 guarantee. You want to speak on that or USA Basketball?
I think that he deserved it. You know what I'm saying? They talked about the numbers that he's been putting up over the last 3 years, and even though he was over San Francisco, I hate to say it, T, but his numbers and win percentage and stuff, it's better than Tony Romo. It's better than Jay Cutler. And these dudes getting paid, and they still getting paid more than him. So why not show the man the money, too? You know what I'm saying? Nah,
exactly.
I agree with y'all. Is Kansas City going to do what they did last year. We don't know, but I will tell you this. They got your boy from Green Bay, L. Boogie, and that's one of the best coaches in the league over a decade, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and they don't have all those key players. They definitely in a tough conference. He probably not even, you know, the best quarterback in this conference. But everybody else getting paid, man, I'm not a hater, man. Give him the money, man. Looking at his stats, he deserves it.
Man. He's MBG, nothing but God. I don't know why
there you go.
Just like the Giants was 4-0 in preseason and they looked at nothing but garbage. I mean, numbers do lie sometimes, man. You have to be able to win. He can manage a game. Remember this. I said the same thing about Joe Flacco. I said Flacco can manage a game, but in order for you to win the Super Bowl, you got to make plays all the way through.
He won a Super Bowl. What you talking about?
Alex Smith didn't win a Super Bowl?
No, I said Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. At first in his career, people were questioning that he could not win the big game or he couldn't get him to the next level. But I tell you, remember this. First year, could have been to the Super Bowl. Lee Evans dropped the ball. Second year, he got to the Super Bowl. He does make plays to get guys there. Alex Smith don't make plays, man. He runs out of talent, man. You know how you do. You cross somebody over, and the crowd be like, ooh. Then when you get to the rim, you miss the layup. Oh.
Man, so what the hell is Tony Romo then, Boogie? What the hell is Tony Romo?
I didn't say
he ain't
Tony Romo.
No big dance. No, I'm just using examples. I mean, there's a lot of players we can go a lot down the line to talk about.
I know, but he don't.
Yeah,
play.
Hey, you need Tony Romo.
There's a lot of players we can talk about. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Aaron Rodgers put up numbers, but when the last time he been to the big dance? You know what I'm saying? When the last time Tom Brady won something? Come on now.
But I feel you and I understand that. What you saying?
When the last time Jay Cutler did something, he get paid. Don't hate him. Let the man get the money, man.
Jay Cutler don't deserve that money either. Let's cut him from the check. So he's really not. He don't know how to cut good either. So I'm not saying these guys don't deserve a contract. I don't think they deserve that much guaranteed money though. $45 million.
He ain't 30.
Maybe 28, but not 45.
Come on. That's the average deal, Boogie. That's what everybody
is. He's still not letting Tony Romo and him and Jay Cutler still making like 10, 15 million more dollars than this guy, man. Guaranteed money, man. What he got was average, man. What he got was average for him. Come on, Boogie. He ain't got no big super contract.
I feel you, D-Mac.
Get a man something because they lightweight dogged him in San Francisco when they let Colin Kaepernick come in.
Man, I respect it. We in the asylum. I respect it out here on the yard. So, man, it's called D-Mac. We got to get with you next Wednesday. I know you're going to be ready to call in. I'll keep you informed. Don't forget.
Yes, sir.
To tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
No doubt, man. One, I love y'all guys, man.
One, I love you too, D-Mac.
I love it, brother D-Mac.
Man, let's go to another caller, T-Row, man. We got Nacho in the building, man. Let's go to Nacho before we go to another break.
Yeah, I know y'all about to tag team me on the cheesehead thing, so my ears about to be wide open for this.
Man, we gotta get Nacho in the building. Yo, Nacho, you in the building? Go Pack, go.
What's going on?
What's the deal? We got it.
So I was going to say, we less than 72 hours away from kickoff. Ain't nothing more beautiful.
No doubt, no doubt. I got a question for you, Nacho. I know we got the Packers coming up against in Seattle on Thursday. A lot of NFL games, college games first week. Just give us your whole synopsis of the Labor Day weekend, and what do you think about the USA basketball team struggling early and finishing off Turkey over the weekend? Just give us your whole synopsis of the weekend, man. We waiting on you. We listening.
Okay, quick synopsis. Alabama is no longer on the pedestal. They have been knocked down. That defense, it's looking pretty slow, and it's going to be an interesting game this week coming up against a good team. But in the whole grand scheme of college football, I'm glad it's back. The parity in college football is alive and well. Great high-scoring games, great games going back and forth. I'm just so excited. My Saturdays are back, and I get to jump up and down from sunup to sundown. So it's going to be amazing. I'm just excited. All the games were great. My Sun Devils won, and we're doing a good thing. So the college game was great. USA men's, I didn't really catch the whole game. But yeah, that them starting slow. I don't know what it could be. I don't attribute that to anything other than maybe being tired. They did just play. All of them did just play, except with the exception of Rose. They all just played a season somewhere in the playoffs. So you're gonna get tired. It's not like they've had any time off. So they're gonna get some. You're gonna get tired, and there's gonna be off nights. So. I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but it'll happen. So that's just what's going on with that. And if we're going to get into Thursday night and the Seattle game, if we're going to get into that, then I don't know where I respect the call. I respect what he said, but I don't know where he gets, say, in a shootout. What people don't realize is that Russell Wilson has no one to throw the ball to. Sidney Rice is gone, and Mr. Phil Mary is gone. Golden Tate is gone, and he doesn't have anyone else. Now, Percy Harvin is still there if his migraines aren't hurting him, and it's probably – it'll be week one, so he'll be there for the whole game, but who knows how much longer he's going to be there after that. But even if he's there, that's all they've got, him and Marshawn Lynch. So their offense is going to be one-dimensional with Marshawn, and it's going to score one or two touchdowns because that's what Marshawn does. And our defense, as good as I think it's going to be, Marshawn Lynch is just a great running back, and we all recognize, we all and I respect that. So he might get a touchdown or two, but Aaron Rodgers is going to double that. Our offense is just going to be so powerful, so run-based, so pass-based, you ain't going to know where it's coming from. We're going to run it up the middle with Eddie Lacy, then we're going to screen pass to Randall Cobb, then we go slant to Jordy Nelson. Oh man, we're going to have 35 points by halftime.
Not in the whole of the 12, man. Nacho, I hear you talking a lot about the offense, but you ain't said nothing about the defense. The defense. Defense got to help you some kind of way, man. If y'all got 35 by half, Seattle got 38. That's going to be. Russell Wilson ain't going to be playing no punches with y'all tomorrow, man.
I understand Russell Wilson's going to be running around, and he's going to be trying to find someone. But guess who's not there anymore? Golden Tate. Guess who's not there anymore? Sidney Rice. There's going to be no one open for him to throw it to. My corners are all healthy. Tremon Williams, Casey Hayward, Devon House. All healthy. They're all there.
They're healthy, but they're not faster. They're not faster than Percy. They got on the back. Percy Harvin. That boy there by the hand of it.
I think because he went to Seattle and won a ring, I think that most people forget he played in my division, and he played in my division and didn't do very well against my team. So I'm not worried about Percy Harvin. I may be worried about him taking a kick return, but my kick coverage is really, they go against Randall Cobb, every day in practice. So I'm not worried about that. My team is good.
And talking about this defense, I don't know if you saw the Raider game, and I don't want to put too much harp on the Raiders and how good they look or whatever have you, but that defense came out there, and it was playing, and it was playing real well. Julius Peppers was clicking on all cylinders when he was in the game. They were running stunts with him and Clay on one side, and I can tell you right now there's probably not a better combo on one side than Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers right now in the league, as healthy as Julius is and as ready as he is. And I've been really, really, really nice up until now. This is when I'm letting the reins loose. My defense and my team is going to be top 10. My whole is over. I'm being nice and being modest. This is Aaron Rodgers is healthy. My team is healthy. We have no one injured. Knock on wood, we got no one going down. Sniper's not coming out tonight because we got Secret Service in the back taking care of us. So when Aaron Rodgers hits that field, he going to come out, and 35 was overzealous. I get you. I'm feeling good. But I don't put it past my team to put a 40-burger on the 12th man, in their 12th man, by the end of the game. My prediction for this game is a redemption game. We have not forgotten the Fail Mary. I know Aaron Rodgers does not forget things like that. And it will be 42-21. Or 8 or 17, depending on if we let them get a late touchdown or not. But it will be a massacre. These champions are not the champions they were. Their D-line has lost it. Their linebacking core isn't as great as everyone says it is. They've lost a couple corners that helped them out and let Richard Sherman do the things he's able to do so his mouth can run the biggest in that game. Their defense is not as stout as everyone thinks it is, and it's gonna be a lot different with these flags that they're gonna be calling too. And I think Richard Sherman's gonna get one or two flags called on him, and then you know he's gonna stop playing the way he normally plays, and that's when my team eats. And so it's just gonna be a great game, and I really do feel my team is gonna score 40 points. This defense is, amazing. I'm not going to lie. The Seahawks defense was amazing in 2013. But we are now in 2014, and this is a new season. This is how it goes down. You know, teams change, but ours doesn't. It just stays healthy, and it's getting better and better. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been to the dance in a few years, but he does have a ring, and jewelry is worth something. And I know Russell's got one over there, but he didn't win it. Marshawn Lynch and that defense won it, and Aaron Rodgers won ours. So it's going to be awesome. And last but not least, on the whole week, I know there's a bunch of games to talk about, but the one game I did hear about, Denver and Andrew Luck. That game, I have a feeling, a great feeling that one of the Brett Favre records will be broken this year, and that will be the touchdowns by Peyton Manning. He will break the most touchdowns in NFL history. But there is another record, if y'all don't know, that Brett Favre is the only one that holds. He's the only man in NFL history to have beaten every single team in the NFL, including the Green Bay Packers. And Peyton Manning has the ability to be the second man in NFL history to do that. Andrew Luck's not going to let him do that. The football gods are not going to let him do that. Brett Favre is a man among men. He's going to keep that one. He's going to give up the touchdown ones this year because Peyton Manning is too good for that. But he's not going to beat Andrew Luck, and I do pick the Colts to win that game. I'm riding with Andrew Luck, and he's going to win this one out for me.
Who you got Monday night? Arizona, San Diego, and that late capper on Monday night next week.
Oh, I got Arizona winning big. They're going to be at home. It's going to be Monday night. They ready to go. Arizona's defense is going to be one of a kind. It's going to be really amazing to watch. And I'm so glad that the whole world gets to see it because, I live in Arizona, so whether I want to or not, I have to watch the Cardinals. And this past year has been the year that I've actually been impressed. I've actually, been a little bit astonished at how they've been putting this team together and playing. So Monday night's going to be amazing. Monday night's going to be good for Arizona. All these Cardinal fans around me, and they're going to be living it up. And like you said earlier, the first Monday night game at home on national television for this team in this new stadium, they're going to live it up. They're going to play big. And I know they just played them, and I know nothing was really shown on either side, so I know nothing really goes into that. But they will be ready for these Chargers, and I know that the Cardinals will get that game.
Yeah. Nacho, I must say, it's one thing that you and L got in common, boy, I must say. And boy, y'all still upset about that failed Mary, huh? Thank y'all for the failed Mary because it brought the real refs back. If it wasn't for y'all, we would have been with the replacement refs, man. So I appreciate y'all for that one.
You gotta bring up old stuff, but you know, you talk about Alex Smith like he doesn't deserve money, like he didn't run down the field on the New Orleans Saints and beat Drew Brees on a game-winning touchdown. You know, like he didn't get injured, get dropped, get picked up by another team and only win, 13 games and go to the playoffs. So, you know, Alex Smith, you can talk all you want about him. He's a man. I didn't like him before Jim Harbaugh got to the Niners. But after that man, after he got the hold of Alex Smith, something changed in that man, and he became a quarterback. And he deserves every single penny, if not more. And if it wasn't for, you know, my team, I would give him a good chance to win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years because he's got a good head coach and a good team brewing over there. So I do trust Alex Smith. And game manager, yes, but he's a superb one that can drive down the field on the New Orleans Saints in a playoff game and win it. So, you know, there's something to that. That is a big play in my eye.
Nacho, I like what
listen
you said about Andy Reid, but I got to tell you something about Andy Reid.
Hold on, Ross.
Right when the light bit bright.
I'm gonna say this about Alex Smith, and people can say what they want. When you're supposed to be a good quarterback, I'm gonna say great because you're getting paid great money now. When you're in the NFC Championship game, and you didn't play the five quarters, you're on five and a half quarters, and you can't get in the field goal range, and the other team wins on the humble off of special teams, that means you ain't dry the ball. That means you didn't do anything. Yes, you won a divisional wild card game, but I'm talking about when the stakes get higher, your game has to get higher. Look what he did against the Colts. They were up 20-some points. He couldn't finish the job. Like I said, he's solid. But for him to be elite, I can't put him in my top 10. No way. MBG, nothing but garbage. Hey, you know, that's your opinion. I give it to you on that one. But, you know, I do like him. I do like him. I know that the Colts game is a harper on him because he is the quarterback. But when Brandon Flowers went out that game, Andrew Luck picked apart that defense. And it just it really hurt them. And that's what it was able to allow the Colts to come back in that game, regardless of what you say. And then Jamal Charles too, you know, that's something big. So, but you know, Jay Cutler making more money than him. He did go up and beat Seattle in a divisional game, and then happened to ride a bike while my team was winning the NFC Championship game. So he you know, when that man is in a big situation, he gets to ride a bike and make millions. But Alex Smith gets to play a whole five quarters and doesn't. So we'll keep moving from that one, and you know, you guys have a good one. I can't wait to Thursday. It's going to be an amazing game, and you know, 40 points. You heard it here. And it's going to be awesome.
No doubt.
Hey,
Nacho,
did you hear we're moving to Wednesday? We're going to Wednesday, bro.
I did hear that, and that's awesome because there's going to be two games on Thursdays, and I don't know if I'll be able to listen to y'all.
That's right,
no
brother.
Doubt.
Well, we'll holler at you, man. And just make sure you tell everybody that we're moving to Wednesday, big dog.
You
don't
know, that WWDO, that's what we do, you know. So I'll do whatever I tell everybody.
No doubt. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
All right, man. Y'all be good. Go Pack, go. 40 points.
No doubt. No doubt. There you have it. Hey, we're going to go to a quick commercial, man. We're going to go to a real big commercial. When we come back, we're going to get the predictions, man, and get back into the asylum. See if Brother Bass want to jump in. You know what I mean? Because we want to see who's going to win these conferences, man, before we get out of here. We got to make our bold predictions. So,
Street yeah, Big Brother Bass coming in. He want to talk about
no
Team
doubt.
USA.
No doubt. We'll get it as soon as we get off the commercial. I see you, big bro. I love you, man. I know you're enjoying that cue. Let's go.
Comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who want to profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough niggas deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, Sonny Shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts, they straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son.
He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got to trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, Hems, you don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max ahead. You don't know when I roll up the beat, go sleep because of freak.
Sonny Shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
It's just a shook one. Cause you're the crook. The Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we back in the asylum, man. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. We done moved to a new day, same time. We'll be back Wednesday, September. You know what I mean? What day is that? I'm sorry. September 10th. We'll be back. That'll be our new day. A new day in the same time. Wednesdays, premiering September 10th. 9 p.m. Eastern time. We back. We back in the asylum. We back. We got to get Brother Bass in here, man, before we get out of here. Yo, Ro, man, bring Brother Bass in the asylum, man. I know Big Brother Bass got something to say, man. And first of all, happy Labor Day weekend to you. I love you, man. Wish I could have saw you when I got in for those little 72 hours I was up there, sir.
What up, dog?
What's up with him? Big Brother Bass, you all live with the streets, man.
Ready. Listen here, man. I appreciate that love, L Boogie. I wish I could have saw you myself, but, you know, it's all good. Where we at? What are we talking about?
We going to talk about Team USA basketball, man, because, they started off not looking too good against Turkey, but in the second half, they was able to pull away. What's your thoughts about Team USA now that we're getting away with this FIBA World Cup?
Man, you know how it is when you're on the hoop court, man. Every opponent is a different guy, you know what I mean? You're trying to gauge who you are, you know, competing against. Come second half, if you a real ball player, you can figure him out and know what his strengths and weaknesses are. And, you know, they pulled through, you know, go Team USA and all of that. But, you know, my thing is, man, these guys need to just step up even more. You know what I mean? You figure if Dr. J and Iceman Gervin was getting 40s, cats like LeBron and Kevin Durant with the talent and the height they got should be getting 60 and 70 a night. You know what I mean? You the greatest player on the planet. Ain't that what they say? You know, he's the greatest player on the planet, and you should get 100. You should be able to go get 70, 80, you know what I mean, in the third quarter like your boy Kobe did. But, man, I don't know. I think it's all hype, you know what I mean. We come up from a different cloth. Go Team USA. Go ahead. Who is this?
No, that was me. I was just saying streets. I was agreeing what you said, and I was about to say Kobe did it.
Kobe did it, yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, man, come on, man. It's deep, man. What else are we talking about? Who we got on deck? Who you want me to go in on?
We got the NFL football season coming up, week one. You know what I mean? And I know you're from Detroit. And so they on Monday night at home, Ford Field, against the Giants. What you think your Lions going to do this year?
Well, I'm going to go game for game, man. I'm going to say this. Game one, we should win the game. You know what I mean? They look good, man. You know, the Lions, you know, I'm from Michigan, man. The Lions will build you up and let you down, man. So I'm not really going to root for the Lions like that. You know what I mean? They should win game one. If they win that one, then they might have a positive season. Until they get into that big game, I'm not a Lions fan like that, man. I hate to say it. You know? I need you in the Super Bowl, and then my money will go on the flow. But all that in between, no. I'm going to keep it real, you know what I mean? No disrespect to my Flint and all my Detroit homies. It's just that's what it is, and they know it. You know what I mean? The Giants are struggling. Hopefully the Lions pull it out. Who else? Who we got?
I got another question for you, Big Brother Bass. It's kind of on the – it's a two-part question. Roger Goodell just came down with the domestic violence, first offense, 6 games, second offense, lifetime ban. And this, and as he just made the law, the law, one of the players was insubordinate. Now he's having domestic violence just 48 hours after the law was passed in the union. What do you think about that? Ray McDonald for the 49ers. Is this an epidemic of domestic violence in the NFL? What do you think about that, sir?
Ooh, that's deep, man. You know, I'm saying it like this, man. You getting money, and you got a female. You'll know if she on your team. You'll know a team player. They play their position. And if they ain't playing their position, you shouldn't have that person up around you. You know what I mean? And forget how big her booty is and how cute she look up in the club. You know what I mean? In the morning, she ain't got no makeup on, and she's that person who she is. So, you know, realize that it's just a booty call if it's a booty call. If she a teammate, then you should marry her and do your thing and be loyal. It's hard to be loyal, especially when you got bread. But, man, it's that right there is deep. I'm a married man, and, you know, this shit, Satan is out here, man. He be trying to get at you, you know what I mean? When you got money, especially these guys got millions. So I know he getting approached 20 times in a day, you know what I mean, by the finest and the best. So, You know, you got it's deep, man. Marriage is deep and domestic violence is deep. I ain't never put my hands on my wife, so I'm cool. You know what I mean? I'm level-headed. And them guys that don't have that sense of control, then I don't know what to tell them brothers, man. I don't know what they go through at the end of the day. I don't know what lives they're living, but you don't put your hands on no bra, even if that motherfucker hitting you in your face. You just walk away. You got money, you go to the room. I mean, go home and go get them 20 that you got on deck, if you got that. You know what I'm saying? But deep,
what Nino say, cancel that bitch, I get it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You should be in there counting the pimples on her booty. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, so that's deep, man. You know what I mean? As far as domestic violence, I don't know nothing about it because I don't put my hands on no woman. You know what I mean? I've been spit on. I've been punched in the grill and everything. I had to walk away. I got five sisters.
Right.
I was taught different. You know what I mean? It's a new age. You got way more money, way more access. You got the computer, the internet. You can call a chick on the internet in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Right.
What the man go through once again?
Yeah.
But what's we on deck with?
Bro, you got a last question for Brother Baz before we get out of here?
Big Brother Baz, what them Cardinals going to do Monday night, baby?
Who was that?
What them Arizona Cardinals going to do on Monday night against San Diego Chargers?
Yo, I live out here. I'm more of a Cardinal fan than a damn Lions fan. That's a change. Hands on everybody out here, probably except for Seattle. Seattle just got better. Seattle got better. You hear me? Seattle got better. They didn't lose nothing. They hardcore, man. But as far as them Cardinals, that's the next best thing I hear. Frisco ain't going to do nothing, man. Tell Perry I said Frisco ain't going to do nothing, man.
Oh, you know he's going to light up the
line. Yeah. He's being called out. Your boy, the coach over there at Frisco, he being called out. You know what I mean?
Right.
He being called out like your boy Spoelstra. Are you really that coach or you just living off of straight luck or talent? You know what I mean? Because it's over. They like Miami. They're going to be the new Miami Heat. Straight.
Go from sugar to shit.
Yeah. Sorry, Frisco. My bad. But, yeah, man.
Wow.
One love to the world. Stop the violence. And, man, one love to you. One love to L Boogie. One love to T-Row. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, man. One love.
Much love, big brother Bass. Oh, man.
Big brother Bass, keep it real cinema. Hey,
man, oh, man,
you
know brother Bass called.
Yeah, man, you got some shouts out, man?
Oh, yeah. First of all, man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to, you know, Glenville High School, Benedictine, man. I got to give a shout-out to all the guys, man, all the girls up at Dirt, University, man. You know, shout out to University Hospital. I told him I was going to give him a shout out. You know, tonight, helping me out with my therapy, man. Shout out to you, Ro, Sis. You know what I mean? Look at T-Bo, Jada, man. Rue, all my peoples, man. Shout out to Moms, man. Help me out today on the cooking side, man. And can't wait till next Wednesday, man. September. We're going to do it big. No doubt. That's it. That's about it, man. They're my shout outs. And I want to give a shout out
sir.
To greatness, man. Shout out to greatness. I want to give a shout out to God, man, because without him, we're doing this. And as usual, well, man, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Street.
Yeah. Boy, that's cold. Big shouts out to everybody checking us out on the web. Happy Labor Day to everybody, man. Happy birthday, Pope. We see you, baby. Happy birthday, Big Dog, Big Zach. You know what I mean? Shouts out to everybody checking us out in the asylum, Bass, Big Dog, D-Mac. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the callers, Mom, North Park, Texas, Cleveland, L.A., everybody stand up, man. If we didn't get to you this week, we'll get to you on Wednesday. Not so. I love your point of view, baby. Boy, you bold with it, boy. Green and gold, I guess you're an L boogie. That's all y'all see. So we, man, but big ups to the fam. Everybody that came through for the little cue, man, you know how it go. It's the truth, man. It's what we do. Shout out to the sports business. I see you, baby.
Let's go.
So many player haters imitate a steady swagging. Make me want to start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on green, man, turn it back.
Tell him again, tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh,
I love that.
I love that. Well, that's good of all.
Fuck up in.